As I have stated in the chamber, that is completely untrue. And I think that this is a strong tactic to defer attention away from the actual budget meeting here today. And once again, it has upset me and my family, the constant intimidation and threats and false allegations that the Fianna Fáil party continue to make against me.
You're comfortable enough with this email going public, so the people out there can judge for themselves if this was intimidating or not.
Well, I mean, I didn't make it public until I have to make it public. On the email, it's got private and confidential, and it has got without prejudice. And it was me contacting a fellow colleague of mine's, and I have been as nice as I could possibly be to Councillor Alcorn and Councillor Brogan. However, he got the email, decided that he was going to use it and put it into the public domain. So I'm very sad that Councillor Alcorn has been embarrassed today by his party whip, but I have now no option but to take the appropriate legal action.
Now, Fianna Fáil are claiming that the time the email was sent, 4:46 a.m. on Sunday morning, they're saying that in itself is intimidating.
Well, as you know, sometimes emails don't go when they're sent. And I mean, if that did arrive, I would presume that Councillor Alcorn wouldn't have opened it until probably 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
So you're claiming you didn't send it at that time, you sent it on Saturday night?
Yes, I sent it on Saturday night.